From me. If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony, beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, oh, the torture they teach. What's intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming as kindness? I'm handsome and heir to a throne.
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why now
do I know?
The girl must be mad. You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her agony,
misery,
although it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony
can cut like a knife. I must have her to wife.
my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, right. Yeah, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, raw. At the end of my ride, move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out,
Hi, it's Jerry. Long time no talker here. It's been a busy time. We are, a lot of us, got a lot going on. And we're trying to figure out what time it is. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody care? Well, we certainly care, but we know what time it is. We just don't know. We just don't know. And however, things are changing. That song came to me a couple of days ago. Does anybody really know what time it is? And I've scheduled a couple more shows for this week, and so we have people who can host them. And really, I think we might finally see a crack in the dam of the events that we're experiencing, living through, been led into. Yesterday, I had a meeting that was significant with some of the stuff that's been going on in my life. And I've sort of danced around the edges of this for a lot of reasons because, and even to this moment, I still think, because there's other people involved, I don't really want to talk about it too much, but at this point. But I can tell you that I have been led into a series of experiences and events that have gone on now. The foundation was laid many years ago, many, many years ago, and of this sequence, but over the last 2.5 years, things were changing, and I could see, anyway, the bottom line is, the Lord, in the end, the Lord very clearly and unexpectedly led me into committing to a path that was unexpected and really something I never would have considered probably on my own. And that has been building. It's been a challenge to carry through some things. Yesterday, there was a very significant day of success. My personal perception is that it was a positive day, a day of success for everybody involved in one way or another. And but ultimately, from my point of view, it was very simple. The Lord told me to take a direction and to do some things, and yesterday was a big day in achieving that. So interestingly, so let's call it a time of transition and a significant day in that transition. And while I'm in a meeting trying to wrap up some of this, I start getting a bunch of texts on one of my on one of our group messages, that our hosts have, and there's a lot of discussion about, you know, people associated with our group who are having to move this month. Indirectly, some of the things that I was doing yesterday could definitely, in fact, most probably will lead to a move on my part. And while I'm working these things up, unbeknownst to me beforehand, there's discussion, yeah, this person and this person has to move this month, and somebody else has to move this month. And these are all people who have been associated with our group for a long time. And I had no idea about any of that. But the astonishing thing was, as I'm hearing that, I'm hearing, oh, and then, you know, so-and-so is doing this, Raina, she has this project she's doing, and she's supposed to make significant progress on that this week and even today. And all of a sudden, I know we've been going through, and I've often spoken, I know we're going through a time of testing and trial of a kind. It's, you know, it's really at some future time more likely that God will somehow define this for us in a way that we can understand it better. But I am sure that that's what we've been experiencing very widely across our group. And but each in their individual ways. It seems like yesterday, maybe even this week, but yesterday and then these other people have events in this month, it seems like we're seeing the progress. All of a sudden, things starting to move forward in a positive way. Yesterday, there was a significant primary election in the presidential cycle, and in the world, we see some things ending and some other things beginning. And that seems to be a theme that we are experiencing also for somewhat different reasons, and except God is in it both in both cases, I'm sure of it, and whatever the outcome is. And so really I'm going to go over a couple of things tonight. There is a little bit of garage work, there is some insight, there are a couple of things in the news that I think bear greater attention that the media will give them. I do believe we're continuing to see a convergence of media messages in the world, and the timing of events that, and you know, our garage clues, but not only that, the dates that we've been led to, and so on. But I also see a very tight convergence now, especially over the last few days, between. And there really always has been, but of the messages that Jonathan Kleck has been receiving and sharing prolifically, and the things that we have discussed. And we are seeing an attempt to crown leadership in the New World Order. They are, that's what the Arch of Triumph was about, except, oh wait, they had to change their plans and they had to use a different Arch of Triumph that was actually destroyed, a replica of something that was destroyed the day after we were given a prophetic expectation to watch headlines. And in fact, this was in the headlines the very next day. So but the leadership change and things that we're talking about, we're seeing in the world. So anyway, just to try to complete the thought, I don't know what kind of communications I'm going to have in the next day or two from people, but absolutely. Tana's having an experience. It's not very fun. She's got some another car issue, and the Lord told her that that He would keep that car going until we were out of here, and it has been repaired actually several times over the last couple of years, and I don't know what the status of it is today, but as of yesterday, it wasn't repaired yet. And she's also got an appliance that she's going to try to get going again. But, you know, she's trying to get these things. It's just her. It's her spiritual leading that's what the Lord is calling on her to do. It would maybe even be easier for her to do something different. But certainly what I've been called to do has not been easy. And the way I've been called to do it has been much harder than probably necessary. But He's got a purpose in it, and yesterday he met me, and I'm going to say he met me gracefully, because there was no requirement that the progress that was made yesterday was going to happen. Things could easily have drawn out more and been much more difficult. And I was hoping for an opportunity for things to be not the hardest they can be. Spent a lot of time in prayer, scripture, especially the night and the day of. And anyway, he caused grace to be over the entire situation with the several of the people who were involved. And it was a challenging but also beautiful thing. And most particularly, if nothing else, it was beautiful because he led me into it and has led me largely through it, although not entirely at this point, but major progress. So here's things, you know, I got these texts right in the middle of the resolution of some of these other things and that I had going on. And so I'm not going to say even look at the month of May. I'm really just saying I think we're seeing tipping points, and I am going to be watching very carefully over the next week or so. And I accordingly, I have used our very often probably the most reinforced date set we've ever had was this recent February 5th. And the most frequently reinforced one, the greatest number of leadings to that particular day, any particular day. And that is, and I have used that as a reference for sort of our time of trial, if you will. I was pretty sure something was starting. I could tell it was leading up. There is about a 12-day window from that day that I have always had in the back of my mind that could represent a starting point for that time. And we have used an 84-day count, which is reflected in 2 Kings, associated with our Elijah pattern information, and that would take us from the 5th to the 29th of April. If we do get, and of course the 29th was a day that we also had prior experience with, my signing experience and so on. So we are associating the things he's given us not in open space, but in connection with other experiences and leadings that we've had. And this, so what I'm saying is there might be a sort of a 12-ish day window, if I'm understanding this correctly, which is an open question. There could be about a 12-day window from April 29th to what I would define as an endpoint on this possible understanding of what we've been going through. So we're going to see. But I think so that would get us to you know, about May 11th or May 12th on the outside. Not too long before then is, in fact, May 8th and 9th. And I mentioned something that Andre had sent me in association with that, my meat cleaver dream, where I saw a calendar page and the cleaver came down on the line between the 8th and 9th. Everything after the 8th turned dark and faded away. If that was for us, and it is for this month, and there's other reasons to consider that. Anyway, this time, this Sunday, Monday time coming up, it could very well be a time that he was indicating, at least to me and for us. So we will see. This was huge that it, for me personally. And every time I'm just sort of trying to figure out how to say this. We have often had experiences. We've often had a series of days where many of us have experienced similar kinds of events in our lives when God was changing the direction of things. And I believe the direction of things has changed. If this is a lead up, I don't know if we're going to talk about you know, oh, this is, you know, getting on the ark before, you know, the departure, whatever. I don't know, whatever metaphor you want to use, but something very significant has changed. When I found out that not only I was having significant movement in my circumstance, but also so many people were having big transitional moments coming up this month. So, and some of them this week. Very interesting. One of them was Jason, who has a very specific day of note, as according to the text I received yesterday, on the 5th of this month. So that's tomorrow. Now, that has been one of the days that I have had kind of on my mind. And by the way, it also reflects a pattern that we've seen very significantly over about the last 6 months, maybe seven months at least. Let's see, seven, eight. At least the last eight months, where we have been drawn very particularly to the fifth day of the Gregorian month and the 23rd day of the Gregorian month. And so here Jason has a particular day on the 5th, and I have not spoken with him recently, but somebody else shared that on the text yesterday. And the 5th turns out to be a day that I wanted to talk about anyway. We have discussed how the Illuminati is influenced clearly by the Vatican, but seems to be sort of run out of the City of London. City of London is a self-governing entity, a corporation, literally a corporation, that is technically outside of the rule of the British government. And one of the foremost people in that group, and there's a council which is secret. It is not known who all the people are on the council. It is presumed that the Queen, it's also, this organization is also essentially called the Crown. The Crown, when we hear about the Crown in British culture, commonly we obviously think of the King and the Queen. But this corporation, this group of, this board is called the Crown. And it is, in fact, what the Crown really is. The Crown is not only, the Crown is most represented by this board. We presume that the King or Queen of England at the time is on this board called the Crown. However, the Crown is apparently autonomous from the individual power of the King and the Queen and rules as a board. And this Crown and this board associated with the City of London, one of the other members we are given to understand is the Mayor of London. Right now, guy's name is Boris something or other, and he's flamboyant, outspoken, bombastic, actually, and quite frankly, not afraid of anything to say or do. He's obviously outrageous in many respects, and nobody assails him other than making, you know, common sort of commentary. But he's rarely criticized in spite of his very flamboyant persona in the public. There is an election tomorrow on May 5th for a new mayor of London. And this is going to be mayor of the City of London, an independent corporation. This election, the man who last I read about a week ago, not even a week ago, maybe over the weekend, the man who has a 20-point lead in the polls is a Muslim, the son of a Muslim bus driver, or unless he's the bus driver. But anyway, he's a Muslim man, and if he were to win an election for the city of London and be placed as mayor of the city of London, it will be the first time a Muslim has been the head of a major city in the Western world. And this is what the stories are saying. So this is another symbol, very powerfully, that reflects our discussion of the crowning and establishment of perhaps a crowning type of achievement of the One World Order, Illuminati. Also, it's symbolic, obviously, of change. It's also symbolic of something changing in sympathy with the man who lives in the White House, the White House of the United States. There are other White Houses. In the White House of the United States in Washington, D.C., there's one primary resident. And who also has been he's been at his arrogant best over the last week. And with all the things that we've discussed before about this satanic 13-day period in which several notable people have died or notable events have occurred involving death, there's this election on the heels of it, and it involves the placing of a Muslim man at the head of a major city in the West. And this is not just any major city. As I say, this is the city of London, which is intimately involved with the Illuminati and the Vatican and the what essentially is already in their attempt a Roman world order. So we can see Rome all around us in the formation of what are called republican governments. Our republic is fashioned out of the Roman Republic. The Roman Republic, before it consumed and mimicked Christianity by Constantine, it in fact was reflective of the Egyptian pharaohic dynasties. And so when we mimic Rome, we've also adopted Egyptian culture, and we see this in architecture and other secret society symbolism and so forth. So the fact that there's an Islamic person presumably becoming into the head and onto the board of the city of London and the crown is highly significant, and it's also highly significant in company with the events of the previous 2 weeks. So that is another thing that's associated with the 5th of May. Let me check in real quick here. On the title page for the show tonight, I have Let's Catch Up, which is just a comment by me. It's like, okay, let's catch up. And I'm told there's a lot of moving on for this month. Several of our people have transitions. Versi gave me, he took me sort of a long winding road, if you will. I don't mean to be lyrical there. To this verse, Song of Solomon, Song of Songs, whatever, chapter 7, verse 11. And come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. And then also 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, when Hiram, king of Tyre, heard that Solomon had been anointed king to succeed his father David, he sent his envoys to Solomon because he had always been on friendly terms with David. So Hiram sought the favor of Solomon when he heard he had become king. This is what led to the building of the first temple, which is often called Solomon's temple, but in reality is David's temple. But because God said David had blood on his hands, he had Solomon build it. So I see Tana and Mama Pat on the line. Open them up in a second. I just kind of want to. Also, there's a quick, I haven't even read the story yet, but here's a headline. This story is from ChristianityToday.com. And the headline is, First Muslim Miss USA Converts to Christianity. That made me laugh out loud. And this is a Muslim woman who was crowned Miss USA in 2010. She's engaged to a Lebanese Christian, and she has converted to Christianity. And she attended Catholic school. There's another, anyway, yeah. And she says, and of course she says a very ecumenical thing. She says, my family's been very liberal and we appreciate all different kinds of religions. And she says, we're more of a spiritual family. Religion really doesn't define me or my family. And, let me just say, that can mean a lot of different things, but that's also an apt description of somebody who follows the Spirit of God. Because we understand that the religion itself is of man and God's leading, within an appropriate leading of God, a leading commensurate with his teaching is usually commensurate anyway. His teaching with is entirely biblical. So anyway, Muslim Miss America has become a Christian. And whatever for her that means. But anyway, it's an interesting headline. And it's certainly a trending against the typical things that we see in terms of power and media force. Interesting. And then, typical other news headlines. So let me bring on Mama Pat and Tana. We'll find out. We'll get the dryer and automobile update. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Okay, I'm okay. Watching the fires in Canada. Wow, that's just so.
That was something
terrible.
Else I wanted to mention. Absolutely, yeah. It's an extraordinary thing. I don't even know what to say about it, really. An entire town, 80,000 people evacuated because of a fire. This area, the principal business in this area, it's a couple hundred miles or so north of Edmonton, Canada. Mm-hmm. And it's a remote area, and the entire reason for the existence of this town, if I'm understanding correctly, is that it is an oil shale production area.
Yes.
And it's amazing that there's such a huge fire that they didn't even – I mean, when they realized they had a serious problem, they just right away ordered the entire town evacuated. There is only one two-lane road in and out of that area.
Right, right.
It's extraordinary. And so it makes me wonder. So anyway, this is a big deal. And I mean, they're making it sound like the entire town could burn down because there's not enough equipment and personnel to fight it. But absolutely, they basically evacuated the entire place. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. The roads are all jammed up. People are running for their lives. They couldn't take anything. Nightmare
story.
The pictures are horrible. Go ahead.
As far as I have heard, nobody has been injured.
No one's hurt. No.
That seems like a big deal, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's horrible.
Are you getting along? Have you had any positive progress in your circumstances?
She's stronger, and so that's up. But I pray for our little doggy, her Coco. She's not. She's walking, but she seems like she hurt her back leg, and then she's walking on it. And then she went outside. She was okay. She came in, and then she's going back and forth. So we're gonna watch her another day, and then see if we have to take her to the vet. You know, work that out. So
right.
and have to see. Well, we got her painkillers, you know, doggy painkillers and stuff, because she had hurt her back before, and we think it's just a relapse of that. There's not much they can't really do anything for her. No. She had cracked her hip. Unless the other dogs bit her or something, because they fight sometimes.
Yeah.
But we went shopping and she was fine. Then we came home and she was limping. So
okay.
I don't know.
Huh.
But she went out. She went to the bathroom and everything and came in. So it comes and goes and comes and goes. So we just have to watch her and keep her comfortable, you know, because there's anything they can really do except charge us over like hundreds of dollars to. You know, to tell us, you know, just give it time. We went through this before.
Right.
But pray for Coco.
Yeah.
You know, we prayed together, Laura and I. You know, where God says two or more gather. So we did that thing, you know, and just prayed together. And it's all we can do, you know, and then take her to the vet. But we'll see. But she goes back and forth with it. So we're not sure how much, you know, anything is really whatever. So I don't know. Yeah, she's eating and drinking.
Sounds like
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be the back.
Well, you know, so we'll just see.
Yeah,
I guess,
just keep
I just prayed. I was just praying for her, so.
Yeah, sure.
I want to update. Tana knows a little bit more about some of the things I've mentioned since the beginning of the show. I want to just review real quick one or two things that I was mentioning, I think, before you called in. And that is, I've been going through really a lot of stuff here. And one of the things that the Lord told me to do is quite a big project and change. And yesterday was a very substantial day of progress in that direction. And the pretty much entire day was committed to it, but it seemed to go reasonably well, and very, very much closer, almost to an endpoint of a resolution. And it went much more gracefully than I anticipated. And there's no question the favor of God was on it the way that it went. And while that was wrapping up, Tana and Michelle, even and Judy, were a group text that we have, and I started getting these texts, and there was a discussion. And Tana, I'll bring her on in line in just a second, but apparently there's a whole bunch of people that we know in our group who are having to consider moves this month, and interestingly. One of the probable effects of completing what I was working on yesterday was probably a move. And so all of a sudden I had no idea any of this was going on. It involves Rena and Jason and others. And I'm like, wow. And so I literally was sitting there completing this stuff. And so it really spoke to me. It spoke to me very much that just quite frankly, any graceful progress was made on this thing because it has been trying and difficult and nonsensical at times. And quite frankly, God led me into this thing in a way where it was harder than it had to be. He asked me to do it in a way that was harder than it had to be. And so I've trusted him on this, but yesterday looks like we made significant progress. And even though it involved several different people, it was a good day and a very difficult question. So I am hoping that this is an indication that our momentum is changing in our favor a little bit. And let me bring on Tana and see if she has anything she'd like to add. Hi, Tana.
Hello.
Hey, Tana.
Hi. Hi, all.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm waiting for the busage. I'm waiting for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I just think it's very interesting that, that Raina and Stacy and Judy and Jason are all moving. Have to move.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I don't have to move. Yeah.
You have to move what?
Not yet.
I don't have to move this month, but within a couple of months, it's probable that I will be moving from where I'm at.
Really?
Honestly, it's big, but it's a very good thing, but probably not something I would have done without God's leading. Let's put it that way. And so, just an amazing thing. And I really do believe I think the walls that have held us in here are kind of cracking and yielding a little bit for the first time in a while. And so I'm very hopeful. I'm appreciative of the grace that I experienced yesterday. It was not without a price of many kinds, but I did experience it. And it is not only a benefit to fulfilling what he's asked me to do, but it's a benefit to some other people in a very substantial way. I think maybe a little bit of the tide has turned here, and I'm very curious to hear, from others now, to see if some other people are having significant, similar experiences, because a lot of times several of us have similar experiences within a few days of each other. So I'm hoping that it's good news for others. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Because I would have to say yesterday was a good day, and it was a good, definitely a good news day. So, Tana, do you have an update for your with your various different issues? I know you had a
car issue and a dryer issue. I'm still waiting for one part for my dryer for Jesus to help me fix it. They can do miracles all the time, and I just don't understand why he doesn't miraculously fix it and why that I have to. do it,
mm-hmm.
But he's going
right,
to help me.
Right.
He's going to help me with it. But, he can very well just touch it and it'll work. Or send his angels to touch it and it'll work. And then
right.
My car, my friend is still not working. My friend is, the last thing is the engine light was flashing. You're not supposed to drive it when it's flashing. So I haven't ventured out in it. So it's still sitting in my parking spot at my house. And that's after I had it towed from work because I was driving it with a flashing engine light, which I didn't know you're supposed to do. So I drove it like 9 miles with a flashing engine light. But anyway, so it's at my house, and my friend is very busy, so he hasn't had even time to come over to look at the coating of the engine light to see what even the coating is. So I'm kind of at a standstill on that. So I've been taking the
call. This is interesting because as you were speaking, I was just going back through some emails, sort of garage work and whatever emails that we shared. This one happens to be from Jason, and it is a reflection of when I mentioned the red light, green light thing. And right when I'm looking at that, you're talking about a red flashing light on the dash of your car. That's interesting because maybe you really don't need it anymore. Maybe we're going to go out of here.
It's actually a flashing yellow light, but yes, it's flashing. It's a light
sure.
But it's definitely a light flashing, and maybe that is like done, over, tilt, time to go home.
I hope so.
Because
one of the things I wanted to do today was just catch up a little bit on some things that I hadn't had a chance to cover, and since I haven't hosted in a little while. So, this was a response that Jason sent to comments that I made. This is a string from the 29th and the 30th. And Jason wrote, some very interesting exchanges between you guys. Thought I'd join in the convo. Jerry, I like the red light, green light. It lines up with the word I received, green light, go. It's also a game I used to play as a kid. When green light is spoken, you are then allowed to move toward the person who is speaking. Interestingly enough, it is also related to another game called The Wolf and the Easter Eggs. I also had a dream a few nights ago involving fishing. In this dream, I was speaking with my friend David. We had a beautiful white boat in the garage. We both talked about how you could do a lot of fishing on that boat. I asked him how much he paid for it, and he said $5,000. This reminded me of the feeding of the 5,000. As you know, it was a miracle, and there were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, May 2nd, perhaps. I just woke up from a dream where I received the number 5. For number 5, I was with a group of people in Hawaii and said, once I went to Hawaii for 5 weeks and did not want to go. In the dream, I was meaning that I stayed in Hawaii one time for 5 weeks and did not want to come back home because it's so nice there. I also saw these twins. Then someone gave me a necktie, and it had the United States flag all over it. Then the tie caught on fire, so I dropped it to the ground, and it burned up in a matter of seconds. There's been several references to 5 in the dreams. There's a lot of prophetic symbolism in this. First of all, Hawaii could represent the paradise where we are expected to go to in our elopement occasion before we become comebacks, sort of a heavenly destination, if you will. The number, the day, Jason is the one. And Tana, I don't know if you know about this. I can't remember who wrote this or whatever. I hadn't heard that Jason was expected to have to move by tomorrow, May 5th. So here's a 5, and that he's written about. This is on April 30th that he wrote this. And so he's talking about being in Hawaii and did not want to leave. Well, Hawaii could represent our paradise experience before we were comebacks. And Jason, unlike many of us, has been prophesied not to be a comeback. And so that fits his disposition, the way we understand it. So I think this is representative of him not coming back. And then, of course, this connects directly to the next thing. He says, I also saw these twins. So the twins, I'm not entirely sure what that is. And then someone gave me a necktie and it had the United States flag all over it. The tie caught on fire. So what the series here depicts, us going away and then the United States catching on fire, fire judgment over the United States. And it burned up in a matter of seconds. There's been several references to 5 in dreams. He's also had, not only he, you, Tana in particular, had a lot of 5 references also, he and you and Kareen. Then he continues, also only one person has called me on the emerald ring. He has an emerald ring and a ruby ring he's trying to sell. And he said the person offered 30, which is less than half the list price, 30 with opening night. And that's because my daughters had an experience that involved a song called Opening Night. And the best we understood is it pointed to the 30th of April. Let's see if I see anything else. Michelle had some dreams. I'm pretty sure we talked about those. And then.
Sorry, Jason, if I wasn't supposed to mention. I don't know. I thought of it. I thought you did. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jason, if I
okay.
Wasn't supposed to mention the maze of moving.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's okay. It's okay now. Anyway. Sorry, Jason. I wasn't supposed to say that. I don't
Wait,
think it's.
Wait. Out of the bag. Sorry.
Yeah. Then he goes on. He says, check out this connection. The only thing I've sold on Craigslist is a Lasco fan for $10. Lasco is a city in Slovenia. The town's coat of arms has 3 white flower. Why he knows that, I don't know. Has three white flower lilies. Again, today, trumpets in RCC lingo. Also, I was given. So today is like. Means flowers, and then lilies are literally named after their word, their shape, trumpet. Also, I was given 2 5s for this fan, so yeah, there's another 5 or 2. One of the 5s had the number 6 written on it at the bottom and the word SOH written on the top. In music, SOH is the 5th note of a major scale. Think sound is so, the word so, do, re, mi, fa, so, like the sound of music. So there's 5 again. May 6th, also this lines up with the dream Kareen just had where she heard 1 note on the piano in a major scale, then heard about 4 notes going back up the scale. Let's see. There's a little bit more here, and honestly, I think I'm just not. I don't want to just do garage work today. And even some of these leadings. But I did want to touch base and go over some of these basic things. I don't know, Tana, I've scheduled a show, by the way, for tomorrow. Michelle, so I don't know if you're available, you can do the show then. And Michelle,
yeah.
I know, intends to do a show on Friday. She sent out an email today about this new story of Russia saying they're going to send three more divisions of troops to the border with NATO, a division. Then how many are in a division is a very flexible thing. But nevertheless, it's another sign of increased tension being projected to the public prior to whatever they actually plan on happening. the anonymous shot fired heard around the world. Anyway, go ahead, Tana.
In Aaron's dream recently, the one she just had, it's funny, the Holy Spirit had her reading about the two bears and the 42 students. He was having her inquire about that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, well, where there's, it's, anyway, I don't want to, my theme for today personally is just that I had a good day yesterday, and
cool.
I think I had a good day, I had a very good day, and
great.
It could only have been a good day if God was in it, and what I was involved with was something that is extraordinarily difficult, that's been a major issue for 2.5 years or more. And it's something that he led me into a very direct course of action, which I had not contemplated or anticipated. So, he has taken me a significant way through that plan. So to me, that's not only progress in my personal circumstance, but it is a change of direction, a change of momentum. And that really, if I have a message for today, that's really the message, because, and I don't want to dilute that message by just considering all of the possible clues that we have, but I definitely like that, Jason, the clues that I just read Tana, maybe you just don't need to drive your car anymore. I don't know. We'll see. That
Ooh.
Doesn't mean you have to take the
That's
bus.
What I'm thinking.
Take the bus all the time. But you know what? You did have a couple departure dreams about the airport and riding the bus.
Hmm.
I've had quite a few actually riding the bus.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe did I remember that today was Yellow Goo Day?
Today definitely was Yellow Goo Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe a short person's going to get on the bus here, and we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll go to the airport.
Oh yeah, I'll fly the plane.
We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. I'll meet you there.
But
here we come, Lord.
So I added a song to the studio today. It's Chicago's Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? And he kind of led me to that over the weekend. And it captivated me. That's kind of what I played earlier. But that's, you know what? That's really what I think I want to do right now, unless somebody else has something.
No.
There's a little more that we could discuss, but I really want to emphasize that one message, that I do believe we're seeing a beginning of the change in momentum. Yesterday was the third. 7 days from that day would be the 10th. But I also am liking what Andre mentioned that day. Yeah, I'm liking what Andre mentioned about the 8th and the 9th. Maybe May 8th and 9th is my Cleaver dream. We will see. But whatever it is, I sense a change in momentum. There are some things that are changing. In addition, we are seeing a continuing of the momentum of the world. There's no doubt. It is not all bad. As I've said before, I know Trump befuddles so many people, especially if you follow the news and listen to what the media says about him. All I know is, whether Trump is Nebuchadnezzar or King David, God is using him. I know that. He's made it very, very clear to me. So in whatever manner he's going to use Trump, it's in the mix, and it is happening. And we're seeing that very strongly. It was interesting, I'm in Indiana, and the Indiana primary was yesterday, while at the same time I was having this other experience all day. And I was listening to the words in the media, and they were saying, Cruz and Trump are tied neck and neck in the polls. That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying on Monday. Cruz and Trump are tied neck and neck in the polls. Tuesday, landslide win for Trump.
And Cruz is out.
And Cruz was out by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it got to the point where Cruz's father, who's a pastor, the way he was browbeating people with his biblical references and presumed Christianity was starting to get offensive to me because it really, to me, exemplified the worst kind of stereotype of people who call themselves Christians. So all I know is God is using Trump. I don't know what he's going to do with him. I just know God is using him. And if you think about Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm not saying he's Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, I know.
But if you think of Nebuchadnezzar as the type of somebody God used who was improbable from a biblical point of view, Nebuchadnezzar went through several phases. He had phases where he went directly against God. He had phases where he was entirely led by God, and he had other phases where he had a lot of personal transition he had to deal with because of pride. So, it's a dynamic existence being in God's hands. And, if we are the clay, then it's his fingers that are squishing us around. Okay, so we've all been bletched, and we're being squished, and we're just trying to avoid the oven, right? So,
you want to hear something cute?
Yeah.
I keep saying the number 44. I mean, in my face. So the other day,
I see a lot.
Yesterday, no, but this, look what happened. My daughter and I get picked up with a van because my car is a piece of junk. Okay. So on the van, it's number 244, and then the guy says, he's real happy and cheerful, and he says, "Oh, you mind if I play some music?" I said, "No, sure, go ahead." So the second little song that came on, it says, "I'm going to fly away with you tonight," or something like that. And he's singing this, and it's like, okay. But I was so tired and just not in a good mood, so I couldn't talk about anything. It's like, just put it in my face, Lord. Between the 44
right.
of the song, and I was like, I was so tired, though, when I said, I appreciate what you're doing. I noticed it. And every day, 44. Last night I was at 44. Get up, 44. In the afternoon, 44. So just stop already.
Right.
It's too much. It is. It's too much. It's so deliberate. I'm to the point
yes.
of just saying,
yeah.
this is so deliberate. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that mean God's judgment?
Right.
Yeah, so just sharing that with
yep.
you. He doesn't stop. He does not stop.
he doesn't stop, and it's a mixed blessing to stay the least.
It is,
but yeah,
it's annoying as heck, but it's a
yeah,
blessing.
Right, right, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah, no, he's
but
got.
But it's almost too much.
He knows
it's
what he's
deliberate.
Doing.
It's too deliberate.
Right.
It's too right. orchestrated. Or what's the word I'm looking for? It's just right in your face, like, I see what you're doing. Okay, you do not have to show me 44 anymore. like can it? Take a chill pill. It's okay. Yeah. I understand. 44. When I get up in heaven, I'll wear a jersey saying 44 on it, I swear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You'll know me with the apron and the pizza, smell of pizza. I'll smell like a pizza pollen. And I'm number 44 on me. Oh, Jesus. I hope you're laughing. With that and the duct tape.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's...
It's cute.
Wow.
It's cute.
Wow.
It is. But it's like, I'm right already. It's too much. I can't get away from it. I cannot get away from this number. And I'm not looking for it. We all know that goes.
No.
You're not looking for
no,
it.
No, no.
There
right.
it is. Bam! Right in your face.
So my meeting yesterday.
Anyway.
So I had this meeting yesterday in a building I'd never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know where I was going until that morning.
Yeah.
And then it's the address of the building was 11711.
Oh boy.
And the truth is there's even more to it than that.
Yeah,
but
there always is.
That gets the idea across. And I thought, well, gee, that's a strange address, although you can easily see. Anyway, and here's the weird thing. I went to that location, and it's just an unusual layout of roads where kind of main roads are really, really close to each other. It turns out that right across the street is another building with the address 11711.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and it's the one
that's
I ended
weird.
Up at first, and then real – And then it's the one I ended up first, and I was supposed to go to 11711 to Suite.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that
weird? To Suite 100.
Uh-huh.
And
there,
so the weird thing was, so I went to the wrong building first. I went to the wrong side of the road, but the way the roads are laid out, you weren't sure which. So anyway, I went to this building. I ended up driving around it. I found the entrance for Suite 100, and I wasn't doing anything, in my mind with real estate. But it turned out to be a real estate office. But this was a meeting with parties from different people, and I thought, well, we have people coming from different places, and I'm like, well, okay, I guess they were just using this office, right? Because they didn't tell me what the name on the office was.
Oh no.
So I actually went in there, and the weird thing was the door – it was a double door entry, and the doors were open. The lights were on. I walked in, and there was nobody in there.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
so
wow.
I sat down. I'm trying to think, well, okay, because I was really early. And I'm like, I wonder what this is. And I started thinking about it, and then I looked at the address, and I realized it was the wrong street. And so, but the weird thing was, it was, well, I had plenty of time, and all I had to do was go across the street. The other building wasn't marked as visibly as this one was. So, I looked up, I saw a big 11711. Okay, there it is. And I went in. And the weird thing was the suite number that I was supposed to go to was a real estate office. Okay. So that's how my day began. I'm just realizing this now. That the real estate office that mattered, that it was a real estate office, because at the end of the day, in the other building, 11711, I was successfully completing the task, and things had come together rather gracefully. And the manner in which the meeting was organized turned out to be beneficial. And we succeeded in reaching a conclusion, and then as we are winding up dealing with pretty much the last issue, there's this group text where these texts are coming over my phone about people having to move this month.
Real estate.
and a byproduct of reaching this agreement is going to be that at some point I will be moving.
Oh my gosh, where are you gonna move to?
And so I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't connected the real estate office. It's just unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I know he does this.
So,
he's doing this. He's doing this. He really is. It's too much.
You know, that was him telling me in a way that I couldn't even recognize at the time that he was in this.
Yeah,
and,
he's in it.
Just un.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, my message that through my experiences today is that I think the tide is turning. I think things are headed in a positive direction. I think we're coming out of this junky time we've experienced for the last couple of months that has been junky beyond our previous experiences.
Been tough.
And you know what? I love you both. I think I'm ready to just send it out.
Okay, go ahead.
And we'll get back together over the next couple of days.
We'll talk tomorrow. Okay,
love
you
all.
Love you, Chat. Love you, everybody. Love you, Judy, if you're listening. Carol, everybody.
Yeah, she'll probably hear. Yeah,
Michelle. Yeah, everybody.
Carol.
Hey, good night, guys.
Hi,
we'll talk tomorrow or in the air.
Yeah, okay.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head. Times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Love is love.